Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of October, we will be exploring the topic, Embracing His Assurance. October 31, His Selection. Make disciples of all the nations. Matthew 28, verse 19. Already serving in a ministerial capacity, I happened to see one of the supervisors of my geographical area. He asked me what graduate schools I had attended so far. My answer prompted this response. That's too bad. If you had attended such and such a school, you could have become a member of our new committee because we are looking for someone just like you. I felt like an outsider, judged by something that had nothing to do with me as a person. In the first century, many people felt like that. They were not of Jewish descent, and therefore not part of the select group of people that claimed to be God's own. On the other hand, some of the Jews pointed to their ancestry as a qualification to enter the kingdom. Matthew, who wrote to a predominantly Jewish audience, challenges the idea of God's selective exclusivity by ancestry, pedigree, nationality, background, or even institutional affiliation. The genealogy of Jesus in Matthew reminds us that there are no outsiders in the kingdom of God. Everyone is blessed through the sacrifice of Jesus. Abraham's descendants and foreigners, men and women, young and old, even those of us who have taken great detours away from the path of righteousness and are now totally dependent on God's grace, which is greater than our detours. Even though people may have told us that we do not qualify, the divine GPS reroutes our path. That all the nations and families of the earth would be blessed through Abraham's descendant had already been prophesied in Genesis 12 verses 1 to 3 as part of God's covenant with him. Matthew starts his gospel by reminding us that Jesus is the descendant of Abraham and ends his gospel with Jesus reminding his followers of the inclusivity of his covenant, which says to make disciples of all the nations, not just of the Jews, which would have been quite a shock for his followers. Some call this an Abrahamic inclusio, a narrative sandwich that reminds us that all the nations, all the families of the earth, people from every color and tongue are included in God's selection for salvation. And that includes you and me. Hallelujah!
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!